We continue in hour number one. If you're on hold, stay there. Right now, a conversation with the head football coach at the University of Louisiana. He's entering his third season with the Raging Cajuns. The 2019 Sun Belt Conference Coach of the Year led Louisiana to back-to-back division titles. They were 11-3 last year. They had a bowl win as well. We are joined by Billy Napier. Billy, before we get into anything else, let me first ask you, Billy, how are you and your family doing right now as we deal with this very unusual situation?
You know, Jim, we're doing great. We've been fortunate. I think the majority of our staff and players have stayed safe, and certainly that's the case with my family. But I appreciate you asking, and I hope you guys are doing well, too.
No, we are, and I appreciate you coming on the show, Billy. Thanks so much. You know, there, of course, is a rhythm to the offseason, and when you're running a program that's having the success that you're having, you obviously don't want to skip steps, but this offseason has been very unusual and very different. So how have you gone about approaching it?
Well, first of all, I think safety is of the utmost importance. I think you think specifically about your people. You know, you think about your players, you think about your staff and their families, and then I think you move into a different world. You know, I think it's really been great to see our staff respond. You know, it challenges your creativity. Certainly, you've got to be at your best from a leadership standpoint. So I think eventually here we're going to reap the rewards maybe of developing some intangibles with our football team and certainly some creativity from a staff standpoint.
All right, so in terms of creativity and leadership, you want to stay connected to your players, but again, it's a hard or it's a tricky way to do right now. How have you gone about staying connected with your players?
Well, I think we try to create some consistency in their routine. You know, I think we're going to benefit from having been with this group of players for the most part for 2 years. I think we've established really good trust and really good communication. But, you know, we've operated virtually. You know, I think we've got a specific schedule relative to how we wanted to work out, certainly the material that we would have covered in spring practice. And then you start running out of stuff to do, and that's where I think we've gotten creative. We've had lots of great people spend time with our players, you know, with the quarterbacks in particular. We've had Kurt Warner, Trent Dilfer, Rudy Carpenter, a number of guys out there that have significant experience, maybe jump on a Zoom call with our guys. And we've done that across the board. We're fortunate to have a staff that maybe has really good connections, and we've been able to get some great experiences put together for our players.
Billy Napier is joining us. Now, as I mentioned off the top, you've had incredible success during your time with the program, but when you arrived, the program was coming off 3 straight losing seasons. What did you see in the program at that time that made you feel like you could have an impact at a place like that?
Well, having recruited the state of Louisiana while I was at the University of Alabama, pretty familiar with maybe the footprint that you would recruit from. I certainly think we inherited some issues, but we also inherited some good things. You know, we had some talent on the roster. They were coming off of NCAA probation, but they had recruited a handful of good players. I thought they evaluated well. And the big thing is we just needed to put the team together. You know, we focused really hard on the intangible things, you know, the discipline part, the effort part, really eliminating those things that maybe cause you to lose games. And we started there. And we, you know, I think we've hired really well. And then I think we've worked really hard at our process. And you're right about the rhythm of the offseason. That's been one of the unfortunate things, is maybe that process that we did the first 2 years, we're not quite getting to execute that process in year three. But I think we'll reap the benefits of some of the things that come with it.
Billy Napier is joining us. You know, when you talk about process, it makes me think, of course, about Nick Saban in Alabama, who you referenced. You were at Arizona State before. You also had a couple of stints with Nick Saban at Bama. I'm curious, like, what was your biggest takeaway from your time at Bama? And then how would your process differ, for instance, from Nick Saban's?
Well, I think you're spot on. I think Coach Saban, you know, one of the things I really admired about him was I really thought he set the standard from a discipline perspective, and certainly his work ethic. I think he's a phenomenal teacher, and he had a well thought out plan in every area of the organization for the staff, for the players, and certainly his experience over the years working with different people. But I would say that's, you know, the big thing is the blueprint. You know, I think we probably 70% of what we do here is that Alabama blueprint. But I think along the way, whether it's playing for my dad or the coaches that I played for in college or some of these other assistants, you know, Tommy Bowden, Dabo Swinney, Jim McElwain, Todd Graham, Buddy Pough, you know, I think they all contribute to who you are as a person and certainly how you operate your football team.
Now, you mentioned your dad. Your father, Bill Napier, was a high school coach in Georgia. He passed away in 2017 after a battle with ALS. What was your dad like as a person, and what do you remember most about him?
Well, great memories. You know, I think certainly spent the majority of his life serving people, and that's probably the biggest impact that he made on me is I chose the profession of coaching because I observed him growing up. You know, I think the impact that he made on young people as a coach, and his teams weren't the most talented teams, but I think he got a lot out of what he had. You know, really kind of his signature was maybe just that he got more out of what he had. So, you know, I would hope that our teams reflect that, you know, that we have a program that invests in people. We try to impact people. And then certainly play a little bit over our head and play better than maybe we should be. But, you know, Dad was a great human being, and certainly I think as a coach, watching him battle ALS gave me great perspective and really changed who I am as a coach and a person. So, you know, Dad was a difference maker, and certainly that's what we want our program to do is make a difference.
Louisiana head football coach Billy Napier is joining us. You know, you finished off the season by beating Miami in a bowl game back in January. That was the school's first bowl win since 2014. It was the first 11-win season in program history. How significant was it to make history the way you guys did?
Well, I was happy for the group of seniors that we had. You know, they've been through the ups and downs here, certainly part of some of the good and some of the bad, but it was a special group, you know, and I think our staff did a really good job with that group over the last 2 years. So, special accomplishment. You know, the big thing for me is you want your players to see the benefits of hard work, and we certainly challenge them with a high level of investment here in the team. And certainly to see that kind of come to fruition with a bowl win, I think was a big deal. I'm happy for that special group of seniors.
Yeah, it's so big, right? When you ask them to make that kind of commitment, those kind of sacrifices, that it can pay off with that kind of success is such a positive thing. But then how do you maintain that momentum that you had coming off that great season when you have a really unusual spring like this?
Well, I think you go back. You know, I think our players have been really dialed in and focused back in January when they came back. You know, we executed the first and second part of our off season. We got three practices in the spring break before COVID-19 hit. And, you know, I think we've made the most of the opportunities that we've had. I thought we got adjusted pretty quick. I think, if anything, our players will be itching to get back at it. And hopefully that's sooner rather than later.
So, Billy, one last thought. When that happens, and because you began this conversation by talking about how important safety is, if safety is the most important thing, and it is, how much time would you and the players need on a practice field to safely prepare for a season?
Well, I just got off a conference call with the head coaches, our commissioner, Keith Gill, and several other people. We heard from the Oversight Committee. We heard from different people across the country today. And I think the consensus there is most leagues presented a six-week return-to-play protocol. I think you may need a little bit more time than that, and I think we're going to get it. You know, I think you're going to see maybe teams get back at it and that be standardized sometime in July. But, you know, I don't know that it's going to be uniform. I think you're going to see people working at different paces here. But eventually we'll get football back, and certainly the positives that come from that.
Louisiana's coming off an 11-win season. They had a bowl win. He was the 2019 Sun Belt Conference Coach of the Year, led Louisiana to back-to-back divisional titles. Billy Napier, my guest, making jungle debut. Billy, it's great to have you on the show. Stay safe. I appreciate the conversation, and let's do it again soon.
You got it, Jim. Thanks for covering the team, man. Have
you
a great day.
My pleasure. Stay safe. Billy Napier, my pleasure. The team's a good story. Louisiana 11-win season, coming off that bowl win as well. He's got ties to the Bama program, Arizona State also, the son of a football coach.